Book 6, Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain. A silence sealed the irrevocable decree. The word of fate that fell from heavenly lips, fixing a doom no power could ever reverse, unless heaven's will itself could change its course. Or so it seemed. Yet from the silence rose one voice that questioned changeless destiny. A will that strove against the immutable will. A mother's heart had heard the fateful speech that rang like a sanction to the call of death and came like a chill close to life and hope. Yet hope sank down like an extinguished fire. She felt the leaden, inevitable hand invade the secrecy of her guarded soul and smite with sudden pain its still content and the empire of her hard-won quietude. Awhile she fell to the level of human mind, a field of mortal grief and nature's law. She shared, she bore the common lot of men and felt what common hearts endure in time. Voicing earth's question to the inscrutable power, the queen now turned to the still immobile seer. Assailed by the discontent in nature's depths, partner in the agony of dumb, driven things, and all the misery, all the ignorant cry. Passionate, like sorrow questioning heaven, she spoke, lending her speech to the surface soul on earth. She uttered the suffering in the world's dumb heart and man's revolt against his ignorant fate. O seer, in the earth's strange twine-natured life, by what pitiless adverse necessity or what cold freak of a creator's will? By what random accident or governed chance that shaped a rule out of fortuitous steps, made destiny from an hour's emotion, came into the unreadable mystery of time, the direr mystery of grief and pain. Is it thy God who made this cruel law? Or some disastrous power has marred his work and he stands helpless to defend or save? A fatal seed was sown in life's false start when evil twinned with good on earthly soil. Then first appeared the malady of mind, its pang of thought, its quest for the aim of life. It twisted into forms of good and ill, the frank simplicity of the animal's acts. It turned the straight path hewn by the body's gods, followed the zigzag of the uncertain course of life that wanders seeking for its aim in the pale starlight falling from thought's skies. Its guides, the unsure idea, the wavering will. Lost was the instinct's safe identity with the arrow point of being's inmost sight. Marred the sure steps of nature's simple walk and truth and freedom in the growing soul. Out of some ageless innocence and peace, privilege of souls not yet betrayed to birth, cast down to suffer on this hard, dangerous earth, our life was born in pain and with a cry. Although earth nature welcomes heaven's breath, inspiring matter with the will to live, a thousand ills assail the mortal's hours and wear away the natural joy of life. Our bodies are an engine cunningly made, but for all its parts, as cunningly are planned, contrived ingeniously with demon skill, its apt, inevitable heritage of mortal danger and peculiar pain. Its payment of the tax of time and fate, its way to suffer and its way to die. This is the ransom of our high estate, the sign and stamp of our humanity. A grisly company of maladies come, licensed lodgers, into man's bodily house, purveyors of death and torturers of life. In the malignant hollows of the world, in its subconscient cavern passages, ambushed they lie, waiting their hour to leap, surrounding with danger the sieged city of life. Admitted into the citadel of man's days, they mine his force and maim or suddenly kill. Ourselves within us, lethal forces nurse. We make of our own enemies our guests. Out of their holes like beasts they creep and gnaw the chords of the divine musician's lyre till frayed and thin the music dies away, or crashing snaps with a last tragic note. All that we are is like a fort beset. All that we strive to be alters like a dream in the grey sleep of matter's ignorance. Mind suffers, lamed by the world's disharmony and the unloveliness of human things. A treasure misspent or cheaply, fruitlessly sold in the bazaar of a blind destiny. A gift of priceless value from time's gods, lost or mislaid in an uncaring world. Life is a marvel missed, an art gone wry, a seeker in a dark and obscure place, an ill-armed warrior facing dreadful odds, an imperfect worker given a baffling task, an ignorant judge of problems ignorance made. Its heavenward flights reach closed and keyless gates, its glorious outbursts peter out in mire. On nature's gifts to man a curse was laid. All walks inarmed by its own opposites. Error is the comrade of our mortal thought, and falsehood lurks in the deep bosom of truth. Sin poisons with its vivid flowers of joy, or leaves a red scar burnt across the soul. Virtue is a grey bondage and a jail. At every step is laid for us a snare. Alien to reason and the spirit's light, our fount of action from a darkness wells. In ignorance and nescience are our roots. A growing register of calamities is the past's account, the future's book of fate. The centuries pile man's follies and man's crimes upon the countless crowd of nature's ills. As if the world's stone load was not enough, a crop of miseries obstinately is sown by his own hand in the furrows of the gods. The vast, increasing, tragic harvest reaped from old misdeeds buried by oblivious time. He walks by his own choice into hell's trap. This mortal creature is his own worst foe. His science is an artificer of doom. He ransacks earth for means to harm his kind. He slays his happiness and others' good. Nothing has he learned from time and its history. Even as of old, in the raw youth of time, when earth ignorant ran on the highways of fate. Old forms of evil cling to the world's soul. War, making naught the sweet smiling calm of life. Battle and rapine, ruin and massacre are still the fierce pastimes of man's warring tribes. An idiot hour destroys what centuries made. His wanton rage or frenzied hate lays low the beauty and greatness by his genius wrought and the mighty output of a nation's toil. All he has achieved he drags to the precipice. His grandeur he turns to an epic of doom and fall. His littleness crawls content through squalor and mud. He calls heaven's retribution on his head and wallows in his self-made misery. A part author of the cosmic tragedy, his will conspires with death and time and fate. His brief appearance on the enigmaed earth ever recurs, but brings no high result to this wanderer through the eon rings of God that shut his life in their vast longevity. His soul's wide search and ever-returning hopes pursue the useless orbit of their course in a vain repetition of lost toils across a track of soon forgotten life. All is an episode in a meaningless tale. Why is it all, and wherefore are we here? If to some being of eternal bliss it is our spirit's destiny to return, or some still impersonal height of endless calm, since that we are and out of that we came, whence rose the strange and sterile interlude, lasting in vain through interminable time? Who willed to form or feign a universe in the cold and endless emptiness of space? Or if these beings must be, and their brief lives, what need had the soul of ignorance and tears? Whence rose the call for sorrow and for pain? Or all came helplessly, without a cause? What power forced the immortal spirit to birth? The eternal witness once of eternity, a deathless sojourner, mid transient scenes, he camps in life's half-lit obscurity amid the debris of his thoughts and dreams. Or who persuaded it to fall from bliss and forfeit its immortal privilege? Who laid on it the ceaseless will to live? A wanderer in this beautiful, sorrowful world, and bear its load of joy and grief and love? Or if no being watches the works of time, what hard impersonal necessity compels the vain toil of brief living things? A great illusion then has built the stars. But where then is the soul's security, its poise in this circling of unreal suns? Or else it is a wanderer from its home who strayed into a blind alley of time and chance and finds no issue from a meaningless world. Or where begins and ends illusion's reign? Perhaps the soul we feel is only a dream, eternal self, a fiction sensed in trance.